Following program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Father, we just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. God, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all. And Lord, we love you and we worship you today. Lord, we love you today. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives. God, we thank you. We thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. Lord, we exalt your name above every name. Lord, all glory and honor belongs to you. Lord, you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And Lord, we worship you because of that. We're grateful, Lord. We are grateful that you made a provision for us and that you made a way for the power of sin to be broken over our lives today. And Lord, we thank you and we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the gifts of healing being released in a greater measure in the body of Christ. We thank you for believers operating in the word of wisdom and the gift of faith and the gift of miracles. We thank you for the manifestation of your power and glory as never before. We thank you, Lord God, for releasing that power to heal paralysis. To heal paralysis. To heal paralysis as you did in the scriptures. We thank you, Lord God, for healing limbs. We thank you for limbs straightening out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from a stroke, God, I thank you for restoring that perfect person to perfect wholeness that has suffered the stroke. We thank you, Lord God, for their mouth being made straight. We thank you for full use of their limbs, their hands, their feet. We thank you for their speech being restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for the person that went through the kidney transplant. Lord God, I thank you for their body accepting the kidney. And we thank you for them being restored whole. We thank you for strength being restored to their body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for breaking the generational curse of alcoholism. It is now broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I come against the spirit of alcoholism. I command you to release them and let them go now in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of nicotine, that nicotine addiction. By the power and authority of Jesus' name, we break your power and your authority over the lives of the persons that are struggling with cigarette smoking. We break it and we command you to come out of them, come out of their taste buds, come out of their lips, come out of their hands, their fingers. I command you to leave their body now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to go now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing epilepsy. God, I thank you for healing epilepsy. Somebody's been healed of epilepsy right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing of epilepsy. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And Lord, we thank you for sending your mighty angels to push back the forces of darkness. We thank you for the strong man being bound. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the gospel might go forth with power and with authority, that there might be a conversion of genuine conversion of souls, people being born again and accepting Yeshua as Lord and Savior. And God, I thank you for sending forth a refreshing. Send forth a refreshing to your people. Send forth a refreshing to the pastors that are on the verge of giving up. God, I pray that you will send the word of hope. I pray that you will send the financial breakthrough. Lord God, those that are in need of purchasing a building, I thank you for the financial provision being granted, for it being released in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for greater ministry opportunities being released in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing that child that has a club foot. God, I thank you for the toes forming the hand, the toes, the foot forming in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for that miraculous miracle. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for healing that deaf ear, deafness being healed right now. In the name of Jesus, be open in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you and let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome straight from his word. God is so good. I thank God for his love, his mercy, and his grace. I thank God for the opportunity to be on the airwaves to the first time listeners. God bless you. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Glory to God. I give you chapter and verse that you might know and see and hear what the word of God declares, because it's the word of God that would sanctify us and cleanse us. It's the word of God that saves us. And, you know, we're in this series called The Only Standard, His Word. And as believers, we've got to get back to Bible basics. We've got to get back and see what saith the scripture. We are living in the last days. We're living in very perilous times. And the saints of God, we need to get in the word. We need to read it. We need to see what God is speaking and what God is saying in this time and this hour that we're living in. Because when we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we must learn to submit our lives to the word of God, saints. We must allow the word of God to lead us into a place of holiness and righteousness. And because God desires to reveal himself to us, it is as we get into the word of God that our minds are renewed and we begin to understand how God looks at things from his perspective. We begin to see things from a biblical, spiritual perspective. And it's extremely important. It tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2. Glory to God, you're listening straight from his word. Man, this anointing just fell on me. You know, a lot of times, when the anointing falls on me, I have to pray. You know, God has given me the gift of prayer and intercession. And when I pray for the sick to be healed, I've seen God heal people. I've seen God heal. I've seen God deliver. And that's why he has me to pray the way I pray. And a lot of people say, well, why do you pray that way every time? You know, because that's what God has given me to do. You know, and he's given me, you know, pray for this and pray for this healing and pray for that. You know, preaching the gospel, healing God is God's desire to heal his people. And healing is a part of preaching the gospel. When you study in the gospel, when you study in the book of Acts, you see that the healing ministry accompanied the preaching of the gospel. You know, and I believe we don't have enough faith, many, to pray for people to be healed. But understand, God is the healer. You know, we just have to be obedient and surrendered and pray in faith, and God will bring the result. You know, and that's why I pray the way that I pray, and I expect to hear testimonies. I expect people to call me up. I expect people to write me and say, Pastor D, you prayed for this and I was healed. And I say, yeah, praise God. God did it. Amen. It's not about me, but it's about God. But it tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, glory to God, in verse 1 says, therefore, laying aside all malice, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, says, therefore, laying aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy, envy and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire, our series is called The Only Standard is Word. It says, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Isn't it amazing when you look at, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious? Isn't it amazing when you know that milk is used to nourish a newborn baby, and they just drinking their mother's milk? You see, they grow, they get chubby, they get chunky, get fat, because there's nourishment in the milk. And it tells us here that we need to lay aside all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. And as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word that we may grow. And I believe many people have not grown because we don't have a desire for God's word. We don't have a desire for the purity of God's word. We have itching ears, and we want to hear popular teachings and preachings, but just the pure word of God, and see what saith the scripture. What is God speaking and saying in his word? And I believe that we need to pray and ask God, God, give me a love for your word. And God, as you give me a love for your word, open up my heart that I might be able to receive your word with a spirit of meekness, that my life would be changed, that my life would be transformed, because I have a desire to grow. I have a desire to know you. I have a desire to know your ways and to understand your ways. And I have a desire to be in that place of fellowship with you, Lord, that as I'm walking with you and as I'm communing with you on a regular basis, that that fellowship is never broken with you. And we can pray and ask God, God, give me that desire. God, I need that desire. God, impart that desire to me, God. And you know, because I say this because, you know, a lot of us, we all have our favorite books and things we like to read. We have our favorite television shows and different things like that. And can you imagine, you know, that whatever your favorite television show is or whatever favorite books you might read outside of the scriptures, that if we had the same passion and same desire to read the Word of God like that, come on, somebody. Think about it. We can sit down and watch a half-hour sitcom or watch a one-hour reality show, but we struggle with trying to read the Word of God. You know, some of you can identify with this and, man, this is the enemy be messing with your body. You start trying to read the Bible and you get sleepy. I know somebody know what I'm talking about. You be trying to read your Word and all of a sudden your eyes get heavy. But it's amazing. You can go to a movie theater and watch a two-hour movie, hour-and-a-half movie, and you don't get sleepy unless it's a boring movie. But it's very rare. This is where we got to bring our flesh subject. And this is where we got to say, you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to read the Word of God for 30 minutes today. I'm going to fast for my sitcom. I'm going to fast for my reality TV show. I'm going to fast for my sports program, my basketball game, my football game. And I'm going to devote 1 hour to just reading the Word of God. And I encourage and I tell people, read the Word of God out loud. A lot of times, and you know what? It's amazing that the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It's amazing that when you begin to read the Word of God out loud, it has a greater effect on you. So I encourage people, you know, when you sit down to read it out loud and see what happens. And I'm going to tell you, as you begin to read the Word of God out loud, the presence of God is going to come upon you. The presence of God is going to come in your room or wherever you have your little meeting place. And you will have an experience. You will have an encounter with God as you begin to read the Word of God out loud. And as you begin to read the Word of God out loud, that word is being sown into your heart. It's been sown into your soul, your mind, your emotion, and your will. And then as you go through and you read the Word of God. And I say, that's part of my, you know, it's amazing that when I do these radio broadcasts, because I'm talking about the Word of God and I'm reading the Word of God out loud, His anointing, His presence just falls on me to where it's just like, man, God, how can I even do this? How can I even get through this broadcast? I just want to go lay down and say, okay, Lord, here I am. What do you want to say to me, God? What do you want to take out of me, God? And this is a beginning, a part of having fellowship with God. It says, pray that you would desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. Then it also tells us in James chapter 1. Glory to God. You're listening to Straight From His Word. I pray you've been blessed by this. We're talking about the only standard, His Word. It also tells us, in James chapter 1, verse number 19, says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And it says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. And when we're talking about your soul, we're talking about your mind, your emotions, and your will, because this is how you come into perfection in Christ Jesus. When your mind and your soul and your will is being transformed as the spirit of the world begins to come off of you, your mind is renewed and you begin to see things from a biblical and a spiritual perspective, and you begin to understand what God's ways are. And then when God begins to speak to you, He begins to order your footsteps, and you begin to look and you begin to see and realizing, because you're in a covenant relationship with Him, it is your desire to please Him, it is your desire to obey Him, it is your desire to submit to Him. And it tells us so, but it says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. He says, now, there is more than just hearing the Word of God. We have to begin to act upon the Word of God, which requires faith, which requires belief, which requires submission, which requires surrender. It says, begin to do it. Begin to live it. Begin to be it. Because it says, well, if anyone is to hear of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately targets what kind of man he was. But he who looks unto the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a faithful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. In other words, whatever the word, when the word of God tells us we need to be doing this, this, and this, then you become a doer of God's word. God says, I need you to pray. Pray. God says, I need you to worship. Worship. God says, I need you to praise. Praise. Spirit of God may be giving you an instruction. Said, I need you to bless this man. I need you to bless this one. I need you to bless this ministry. God might say, I need you to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I need you to pray for 30 minutes. God might begin to say, I need you to start praying for your children to be saved. I need you to dedicate 30 minutes a day praying for the salvation of your children, praying for the salvation of your grandchildren. And it is out of that obedience that God will bless you because you're being obedient to what God is telling you to do. And so we begin to act on God's word. It tells us to pray for the sick. So the Spirit of God wants to say, you know, you're talking in with a coworker and they're struggling with an issue, and you pull them aside and say, you know what? Can I pray for you? And that's the Spirit of God moving on you to do that. You can pray and ask God to give you the boldness to do that. Or you hear about a situation and you hear something, you say, okay, I'm going to pray for them. And you go and you pray for them. And you pray in faith. And God will answer the prayer because you prayed in faith. You were being obedient to what God has asked you to do. You know, and many times in my life and in my ministry, God has moved on me to bless people. God has moved on me to sacrifice and to give up. And a lot of times people don't understand why I do what I do and why I'm the way that I am. It's because I owe God my life. God has spared my life on so many occasions. God has delivered me from so much. That's why I worship him. That's why I praise him. But being a doer of God's word, a lot of times God tells me, you know, one time, you know, I had this beautiful Rolex watch. Oh, my God, it was beautiful. Yes, indeed. And the Lord had me to give it away. We were sitting at dinner, and one of the deacons, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and says, give him your watch. I'm like, Lord, you're not speaking to me today. I did not hear that. The Lord said, give him your watch. So I kept on eating my ribs. We were at Tony Roma's. When he had Tony Roma's here. And I said, Lord, you don't want me to give up my Rolex. God, this is my Rolex. God, this was a gift to me. And he says, who do you love more, me or the watch? I said, okay, Lord. So I took the watch off. And I gave it to him, and I said, here, put this on. And the young man looked at me and said, oh, man, Pops. And he called me Pops. He said, this is your Rolex. I said, just put it on. And I said, it's yours now. I said, it's yours. And he looked at me like, what? I said, yeah, it's yours. It's yours. And he began to weep. And I didn't know why he was weeping, you know. I know he was excited because he always had admired the Rolex watch. You know, and a lot of times when I'd be preaching, I would take it off and give it to him and say, hold this while I'm preaching, while I was praying for people. And so a week later, I was in prayer, and he came into the sanctuary. And I noticed he wasn't wearing the watch. And I asked him, I says, why aren't you wearing the watch? And he dropped his head. And he says, I pawned it. And I looked at him like, what? He says, yeah, I pawned the watch. He says, my check was short. And they had messed up my pay. And I needed to pay my rent. And I needed to pay my utility bills. And I needed to buy some groceries for my family. I said, well, bless God Almighty. You know? And there's a man, I was being a doer of the word of God. And it was at that moment, at that instant, I realized why the Spirit of God told me to give him a watch, because he was able to take that watch and get enough money to pay his rent, pay his utilities, and buy food for his family. And so a lot of times, you know, being obedient to what God is asking you to do is so important, because your obedience, a lot of times people's blessings, people are praying and asking God, and it's through our obedience that God is going to bless those people that are praying and crying out. So the Spirit of God has moved on your heart to do something. You do it. It might be a great sacrifice. Saints, that was a great sacrifice. That was almost a $6,000 watch. And no, it has not been replaced, but I believe one day God's going to move on to somebody to bless me with one. Hey, God told me to give you this Rolex. Glory to God. But anyway, to share that I was a doer of. And you know, a lot of times we say, well, I'm going to pray for you, brother. No, I was obedient to what God asked me to do. God has had me to give away cars. God has had me to give away suits. You know, a lot of times God has asked, you know, to make sacrifices. When the ministry first started, you know, God would tell me, put your whole paycheck in the offering. I'm like, huh? Put your whole paycheck in the offering. Give it all. And in requiring that, God was testing to see whether or not I was going to walk by faith and not by sight. And I can honestly say that when I was obedient, when I had a need, God would move on the heart of somebody to meet the need, you know, and I thank God for that. So I wanted to share that with you, that when if God is moving on you to do something, to be obedient to the Spirit of God, and if he's telling you to get up at a certain time to pray, get up and pray. If he's telling you to sow a seed into a ministry, I'm not talking about that, sow it in the mind. If he tells you to do it, please be obedient, because Lord knows I need the help. But if he's telling you to do it, and you will be blessed. It opens the door for your blessings. It opens doors for greater fellowship, more of his presence, because God blesses obedience. And so we have to become doers of the word of God, you know, and realizing the fact that if God has told us that we are to live a certain way, we're to walk a certain way, we're to conduct ourselves a certain way, then we need to do that. And that's becoming a doer of the word of God. And when we become doers of the word of God, we begin to please God. And when we're pleasing in God's eyesight, the Bible declares he makes our enemies to be at peace with us. So if you have issues and struggles going on, you know, and I want to talk about this real briefly, real quick, before we go off the air, and realizing the fact that the Bible tells us that when we are praying, that we have to forgive folk. And a lot of people, a lot of your blessings are being hindered because you have unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart towards people who have hurt you, who have lied on you, who have betrayed you, who have rejected you, and you need to forgive them. Some of you people have left you with a lifelong sickness or disease, and you have to live with that because they were unfaithful. They stepped out on you. You got to forgive them. And so this is a part of being a doer of the word of God, that God says when you stand praying, forgive. And there are people who have hurt you. There are people who have lied on you. There are people who have cheated on you. There are people who have betrayed you. Even your children, your mom, your dad, you got to forgive them and say, you know what, Lord, today I, by a decision of my will, I will forgive so-and-so. Whatever, I would forgive them for lying. I would forgive my husband for cheating. I would forgive my wife for cheating on me. I would forgive my wife for leaving me. I would forgive my children for rejecting me. You know, I would forgive my brother for molesting me. I would forgive my uncle for molesting me. I forgive them and I release them into your hands. And I command the spirit of anger and rage and bitterness and all of the things that have held me in bonds and captivity, that I would be free from that from this day forward in the name of Jesus. And I declare over the name of Jesus that power is now broken over your life in the name of Jesus. Even that person that abused you emotionally and verbally, forgive them. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray that you would be free from that and that you would walk in boldness, that you would walk in the newness of life, and that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon you as never before, that you would be empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, that we might be free from the power of sin, that the power of oppression, depression will be broken over our lives. God loved us enough to send his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And if you've not accepted him as Lord and Savior, you can bow your heart today and say, Lord, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, and I acknowledge that you are my Savior, and I receive you into my heart. Forgive me for my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And I thank you. In Jesus' name. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Return is imminent. Be praying for your pastors and your political leaders, and be praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we might experience revival and that you might have a greater passion for his word. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, their address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. 7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.